Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watsmith, Farm Bureau. The late season rains across the state have been good for some farmers, but are causing some others issues with their crops and harvest. Breckenridge County Ag Extension Agent Carol Hinton says overall the 2018 crop year has been good in their region.
We've had a really good year, really good year. I will say the last 2 weeks have been a struggle. As hot as it was, some of the beans probably turned down too quick. We did not get the hurricane winds and the hurricane storms and rain, but this past week of the heat has really turned the beans down too quick, I think.
Hinton says the burley tobacco crop has been affected by the late season rains.
Tobacco has been struggling because we're the rain, and we had a really good crop going. I mean, we had a really good crop going. The early tobacco went in good, and we're just really hoping that we get some dry weather now and we can do the rest of the harvest that we need to.
She adds that corn harvest is running a little behind due to the delay in getting the tobacco out of the field.
Corn's been pretty decent. I have to say that we are still a big tobacco county, and tobacco's probably gone in quicker than the corn harvest started. So, you know, farmers are torn sometimes. What do you take in first? And when you've only got so much labor, they were trying to get the tobacco in and get it harvested in a timely manner. So some of the first combines just went in the field.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Carol Hinton says 2018 has been somewhat of an unusual crop year because of the rains.
Springtime's been that way. We could either put planting in 4 or 8 weeks, or we could do it in 2 weeks. You just, whatever Mother Nature gives us, and that's the time you've got to put in. And, you know, I dealt with crop insurance agents and adjusters because of the tobacco situation right now. And they said now that corn is actually sprouting in the shucks.
She had the problem lately is how to help farmers with their corn that is still in the field.
We bred all we could into stalk strength and to keeping that ear erect instead of letting it fall. And so now that ear is sitting up there straight, catching all that water.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.